Lord God, please use us to bring comfort to those who have no hope of salvation. Let us be instruments of your divine love. Amen. As we came into the rosary, I asked Our Lady, beautiful lady, tell us what is on your holy heart. She answered me, the very great need for mercy all around the world. Claire, everywhere you go, there is violence and death. Ezekiel has responded to our request that during the rosary, you are to go to those who are dying, especially in the Ukraine. Although it is this bad everywhere, cradle the heads of the dying in your hands and show them the tender love of Jesus. He was not told to give them absolutions or communion, but just to love them tenderly. Dear ones, we are the hands of Christ. All he wants from us is to show them tender, merciful love, and he will do the rest. We are praying the rosary now, and each member of the community is being taken to a dying soul to show them the love of Jesus. I had a vision of the Blessed Mother covering each lifeless body with a gray and white woven blanket. Just now, one of the mothers saw Padre Pio in the Holy Eucharist that is exposed for adoration and prayer. He is taking each of us in the Spirit to those who are most in need of God's mercy in their last moments. We appear as angels to them, and graces are clothing their souls. Oh Lord, what a beautiful work you are doing. Jesus began, my daughters, there is nothing more significant you could be doing right now for the kingdom of God than these great acts of kindness which bring them to me. This is a hidden work, but very, very precious in the eyes of all of heaven. This is a work that will form you into saints. It is all about love, unconditional love, even to those who have done these atrocities to others. They are not exempt from redemption. In many cases, they think they are doing a holy work by getting rid of the immorality of the West. How mistaken they are. They will only be able to see this in heaven, because the indoctrination is so deep and from such a tender age that they do not have a concept of what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, you must bring them unconditional love to prove to them that there is another way. When you do this, I accompany you with great graces that cut through their conditioning, and they finally are able to feel true unconditional love instead of constant unconditional hatred. Now they have a chance to be saved. The conditioning power of love must open their hearts before they can receive me. Truly, you are at the hub of the wheel and being taken to the rim, spanning the globe, because this agenda of death is being enacted in every country. There is much more to do here, my daughters, my brides, and I will refresh you with my graces as you pour yourself out on them, regardless of who they are, good and bad alike. You will be surprised how many were passionate about killing Westerners, but repented in the last hours of their lives because of the many kindnesses done to them by Westerners. You cannot outgive me. I will restore you because of your obedience. I love you dearly. Soon now, you will be home with me. And that was the end of his message. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. And please, where there's hatred, sow love. Amen.